Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
So Kelly is looking for a second date update with a guy named Eddie. Hey, Kelly, how are you?
I'm good.
I got a cousin named Eddie, and he's kind of a troublemaker.
I always think Eddie from the big Uncle Eddie from the National Lampoon Vacation movie.
Right.
Always. Uncle Eddie.
So tell us about Eddie. How did you meet, and how'd the first date go and all that?
Okay, I met him on Match right before the lockdown, and we exchanged a couple of messages, and then I took a break. I just decided to not talk to anybody since it was apparent that it'd be a while before I could actually meet anyone for a date, so why bother with it?
Oh, so you didn't even engage?
Not at all. And I got back on there, and I saw that he was there, so I reached out, and I guess he had taken a break too, and he said he was happy to see me again. So we started talking, and after a couple weeks of talking, we decided to risk going out in public. So we went for Mexican.
Oh, fun.
Outdoor dining.
Outdoor dining. That's the best kind of dining.
Yeah.
Al fresco.
I thought we had a really great time. We had a few margaritas. There were strong margaritas.
That helps.
We did get a little loopy, but, I mean, I didn't think it was in a bad way. We were laughing and joking around. I love his laugh. He's very funny. And that's a high priority for me. My last long-term relationship was missing that element, and I didn't really notice it until after we had split.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that we didn't laugh much, and I didn't want that to happen again. So, you know, he's funny and smart and successful and friendly and kind. That's the impression I got after our time together.
Yeah, and with the help of those margaritas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Never hurts.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, we hugged goodbye, we got into our Ubers, and that was it. It's been a little over a week, and I haven't heard anything from him.
Have you tried to reach out?
No, I've just been waiting.
Oh, okay. So you're playing it cool, kind of.
Yeah.
I love this, playing it cool, but then call the radio station and have them initiate contact.
Yeah.
Well, it's a gentler push, I suppose, right?
Right.
It feels a little safer in some weird way.
To your knowledge, you laundry listed all these great things. You said you didn't get too loopy despite the strength, the potency of those margaritas. Everything on the surface seemed great. As you look back on it, think of any moment that might have been strange or awkward or weird or uncomfortable.
No, honestly, I have no idea. I thought we had a really great time. I'm surprised I haven't heard from him.
Okay. Well, then we'll take the break. And when we come back, we'll call Eddie and see what he thought of Kelly and his date with her. Coming up next with Jeff and Jen here at Cincinnati's Q102. All right. Well, Kelly is trying to get a second date update with a man named Eddie who she met on Match before COVID. So she kind of suspended any interaction, any dating, virtual or otherwise, until things started to open back up again. And then she reconnected with Eddie. They started talking after a couple of weeks. They went out, had a great time. She never heard from him again. In Eddie's defense, she hasn't exactly reached out either.
Right.
I don't know how Eddie thought it was left, which hopefully we'll learn here shortly. But it's been, what did you say? How long has it been, Kelly, since the date?
It's been a week.
It's been a week, which is a lifetime in today's virtual world.
It's so true.
So, Kelly, if you're ready, we're going to go ahead and call Eddie. And
I'm ready.
See what he has to say.
Hello?
Eddie.
Yes.
Hey, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, Jeff and Jen, really?
Yes, sir, for the radio show. We got Tim here.
Good morning.
Jen's here.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
You got a few minutes?
Yeah.
Cool. You got a fan out there. You remember Kelly, the girl you went and got Mexican with? Now, I'm not sure how to take that reaction. Is that like a groan, or is that a, oh, man, I've been so busy I forgot to call her?
No. I know what this is about. I think I'm probably in trouble because I haven't reached out or anything.
Well, listen, I mean, if you've been busy, you know, we all get busy, so nobody's in any trouble. We just were wondering if this is someone you might like to go out with again, because she seemed to think you were pretty cool.
Yeah, she was great. I just have a a small confession to make.
All right.
I just don't want anybody to freak out, okay?
Uh-oh. Whenever they tell you, you don't freak out.
That immediately.
Immediately, I want to freak out.
Famous last words. So I went out with another woman a few days before we met for dinner.
You went out with another woman a few days before you went out with Kelly?
Yeah, before we even met for dinner, yeah.
Oh, okay. And?
And there was some physical contact on this other date.
Oh.
Well, the day after Mexican margaritas, I got a call from that other woman. And she tested positive for the virus. Now, don't freak out.
I haven't
had any symptoms at all. And it's been almost like 14 days, so I think we're safe. I just don't want anybody to get all worked up and worried.
You say you've had no symptoms?
Nothing.
And it's been how long?
Like 14 days. Yeah, almost 14 days.
Since you had contact with this other woman, physical contact.
Correct, and I have no symptoms at all.
Am I getting too personal if I ask what kind of physical contact, or are we assuming it's like the ultimate physical contact here? Like, did you shake hands or hug, or are we talking like...
We kissed.
Okay.
That was it.
And you haven't had any symptoms? Did you get tested?
I have not gotten tested. I haven't had any symptoms, so I didn't see a reason to get tested.
You should have called me the minute you found out and let me know you had been exposed. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, isn't that part of the contact tracing? Is, you know, when you find out that someone you've been in contact with has been diagnosed or exposed with them.
Isn't it kind of like just the kind thing to do?
Certainly the responsible thing to do.
I haven't had any symptoms at all. I'm fine.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it. I mean, you could totally still have it anyway.
You haven't been paying attention at all. You can be asymptomatic and still have the virus, you know. I've been around my parents and my nieces.
Now, Kelly, to your knowledge,
I'm
is anyone...
Fine.
Hold on one second. Kelly, to your knowledge, has anyone in your family gotten sick or tested positive?
No, but who knows?
Yeah, right.
I'm going to get tested and see what happens, because you can be asymptomatic and not have... You cannot have symptoms and still have the virus.
Absolutely. That's probably a good idea. You should get tested. And Eddie, I mean, I know you haven't shown any symptoms, but it probably wouldn't hurt if you get tested too.
I'm sure I'm fine. And Kelly, you're saying that your family's been fine too, right? So I'm sure everyone's fine.
God.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
Brother, you got to take this seriously, man. This isn't just about you.
I can't believe this.
I guess I'm just going to mark that as a no to a second date, Kelly.
Yeah, it's a definite no.
And the lesson for all of us is, if you test positive, then you let the people you've been in contact with know.
I mean, even some of the restaurants around here have a friend of a friend of a friend who knows one of the cooks.
Yeah.
And they've closed down.
Because of it.
To clean and for people to go, you know, get checked out.
See, that makes me nervous. If he was making out with her.
For sure.
Yeah.
And kudos to the woman who took the initiative to call him as soon as she found out and let him know.
Yeah. Well, I hope everybody is well and healthy and strong and that everybody's okay.
Let's hope. I'm going to go get tested and I'll be sure to let you know.
Okay, all please right, do. And let
that.
Him know too.
Yeah. As irritated as you are right now.
Yes.
No, I'll have the courtesy. The courtesy... to let him know what's going on.
All right. And Eddie, I really wish you would reconsider getting tested.
I'm going to get tested too. I'm really sorry.
Okay. That's awesome. Great to hear that. Thank you. And thank you for coming on and at least giving us the information, as late in coming as it may be.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
All right. Stay healthy, everyone.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys.
Okay. So here we go. If you need our help. What is that? What are you doing?
I'm just choking on my coffee.
And I know you totally did not cover your mouth.
I know.
All over that microphone.
It snuck up on me.
You see?
I had no warning.
I'm totally unprotected.
Yep. I promise. I was just choking on my coffee.
All right.
My allergies kicked up yesterday. So I'm like phlegmy today. I'm like, why? Where did that come from?
I know.
But I've thought probably three different times that you all looked at me. What's going on? You got the Rona?
What are you doing
over there? You can't cough without getting the look.
Well, yeah. So if you
heard.
Right. Chase. Love. People.
Oh.
Have you learned nothing?
Do you think we should get tested?
Well, you dumbass.
Of course you should get tested.
Well, let me share this with y'all. So... Chris's sister-in-law, her father, has coronavirus. He's in the hospital. He's already he had some other issues, and so that made him more susceptible to it. So he's there. It's not looking amazing.
Wow.
But then, so they got tested. They, his daughter is, his wife is not, sister-in-law is not, sister-in-law's child is. So it's like everyone's now tracing, and it's like, oh, boy.
Contact tracing, yeah.
Yeah, so now we're like going time, we're writing out timelines. When's the last time we saw these people? What did we do when we were there? Were we wearing our mask? Luckily, it's worked out where everyone is in the clear. No one saw anybody, at least from our side.
Oh, that's
good.
That
you're aware of,
but
yeah.
It makes you go,
yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Because then you realize now, you've got to contact every, if you, you
yeah, and then my parents were here visiting. Were, you know, did I?
But you were also in Cumberland on a houseboat with people that were exposed to other people.
Yep.
And you could have been around that.
Yep.
I mean, there's just a lot of
when
factors.
When you started thinking about yep. just how it, how yep. it just,
and how feverishly
when,
it, you know,
when
it
you
goes.
Write it down, you write down the thing. Well, I saw them 2.5 weeks ago, mm-hmm. and their doctor said that this happened at this time, and this, and then you start writing it down, and it gets a little scary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little scary. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I'm checking in with my parents because they were just here and they went back to a very safe county in Illinois where there have only been 12 cases and everyone has recovered. And mm-hmm. Everybody is being very diligent with their masks, and they're old, so they stay home, but they came here. And we were out a couple of places, so now I'm like, oh.
Well, my dad, who had it, my dad being Tom Hanks, he's sort of my surrogate dad right now. Yeah,
father.
He's my adopted dad. He was saying on, he was on the Today Show. I think this was on
yesterday morning, and he talked to.
Yeah, I think this is when he was on with Lester. He was saying that, you know, he and Rita, after they had it, that, you know, you have the antibodies, but I guess those fade.
We were concerned immediately because Rita has survived breast cancer. I have type 2 diabetes.
In our interview, Hanks revealed the surprising reason they can't fully put the ordeal behind them.
We have found out that we have fewer antibodies now than we did at the get-go. So what we've been told is that as the antibodies begin to fade, it's possible that we will once again be susceptible to catching some form of the coronavirus again.
Wow.
Mm.
So
yeah,
wasn't
I don't like that,
that wonderful news? Because no. We were sitting here thinking, and how many people, you know, have tested positive for the antibodies. And so now they're running around going, I'm
thinking
fine,
they're okay.
I'm safe, I'm good. And maybe they're not.
I yeah. saw a tease this morning for a story. I think it was on Channel 5 that was talking about there's a college student that thinks he's the first person that's immune to the coronavirus because I guess he's been exposed so many times to it and has not caught it. They now are tracing his blood and seeing what's going on.
See what
there
he's got going on that's keeping him healthy.
Correct. To see if he could be immune to it.
Wow.
There's just so much we don't know.
Correct.
As Dr. Sammarco pointed out this morning here on the show.
Yep. Everybody take a moment to cough, clear their throat, or whatever you feel like
yeah.
you need to do.
I know we have to do like coughing time. Like just yeah. so, okay, now
just
is,
so
if you need
know,
to clear your throat
random.
Or you got something caught there, now's a good time to just collectively cover our mouths.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.